Yeah. Pacome Dottier Championship. Woo! How we doing at 304? Mick Monagle here with you. Right here on the Fan. You just heard it there. The Knicks bring back OG Anunoby the day after making the trade for Bridges. I mean, boom, 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 boom. Leon Rose, does the man sleep? I know he doesn't do TV interviews, so that frees up a lot of time, but I'm not sure if the man sleeps. As right now, I said it yesterday, as much as I love Brian Cashman, you know I love me some Brian Cashman. Right now, Leon Rose is just running away with the best executive in this town. I mean, he's just done an incredible job. An incredible job. And to bring back OG Anunoby, look, it's a lot of money. $40-plus million, 5 years for $212. It's a lot of money. But I think we saw what OG can be. And we saw how he transformed this team. And now all the different two-way playing wings that this team has, I mean, they're going to have to figure out the center position. I don't know if it's Mitch Robinson. It doesn't sound like it's Hartenstein. You know, the roster isn't complete. But, I mean, I think they've done a remarkable job. And to bring OG back was the linchpin. And you knew when they made the trade for Bridges that it almost doesn't make sense if they don't bring back OG Anunoby. Like, him instead of OG Anunoby, it's not the same. It doesn't put them in the same category that we were looking to put them in. So, I mean, that's a big signing. He decides to come back. It sounded like he could have got max contract money elsewhere, chose to come back to the Knicks. We'll see if Hartenstein, if it's even plausible to have Hartenstein do something similar, because I would love to bring Hartenstein back. Especially with this team and the amount of scorers and wing shooters, to be able to have his offensive skill set, to have his passing game, would really help this team immensely. But they're going to have to figure it out. But right now, and then you get into the draft, they're wheeling and dealing. They trade the 24th pick for the 26th pick. They draft Pacome Dottier 25th overall. Then they trade away the 26th pick for, what, 5 second-round picks? I mean, just Leon Rose is wheeling and dealing. He ain't sitting on the sideline for any of this stuff. And, you know, the draft, I heard Al and Jerry talking about it yesterday. Yeah, no buzz. Absolutely none. I don't know if anybody cared about the NBA draft. There wasn't really any major players. What, they get 4 players drafted from France in the first round. One of them, obviously, Pacome Dottier by the New York Knicks. So, I mean, we'll see. Hopefully he's a good, you know, hopefully he becomes a rotation piece on this team and helps them. But right now, the rest of this roster feels pretty damn good. And to bring back OG Anunoby, it feels like, let's go. I mean, it's the same team in January. It's the January Knicks plus Mikal Bridges. And I'll tell you this. I don't think there is not going to be, as we are all hyped about the Subway Series, and certainly Met fans are all hyped about the Met fans, and Yankee fans are all hyped that hopefully this will at least be the end of Boone and Cashman. I don't know what else to be hyped about. I mean, they're only in first place. But I don't know if we'll ever be more hyped. When was the last time we were this hyped for the beginning of a Knicks season? Because last year, excited, thought the team would be a playoff team for sure. Had real hope that they could find themselves into the 4 or 5 seed and be a threat at least, and you would see some progression. But I don't think anybody, even the most pie-in-the-sky Knicks fan, felt like it was a real legitimate chance to be a championship contender. And whether or not they are, and whether or not the Knicks fans will be right in thinking they are, I think that will be the case. I think many Knicks fans, a lot of us here, we'll head into the season thinking, who, besides Boston, who's better than the New York Knicks? That is going to be the prevailing thought. This team is built now to try and defend and beat the Celtics. That's who they've decided, you know, that's the beast, that's the champion, that's the best team in the East, and that's who you're going to be measured against. And they went out and tried to form a team that's going to beat them, or that can compete with them, can defend all the shooters they have. And there's going to be some real excitement about this team, and Knicks Celtic games are going to be through the roof. Like, this is as much fun as we are going to have as Knicks fans in a long time. Excuse me. So I'm looking forward to it. That's right. The Knicks are back.